Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the Week of Hope. We'll begin today's devotion for Thursday, December 3rd, with a reading from Psalm 14 and Romans 3, 9-22. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord, but there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Psalm 14. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all, for we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our sin. Romans 3, 9-22. Today's devotional comes from Mitchell Denny. During the season of Advent, we're in a time of rejoicing, a time of praise and hope. This wasn't the case, though, until Christ was born. This hope was not found in the law when Jesus was born. It is because He was born that we have hope. Psalm 14:3 says, "All have turned away. All alike have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one." There was no hope for those under the law. Our hope comes from the birth of Jesus Christ. Every person was under the law, and because of this, they were all sinners. There was no hope for them. We have no right to stand in front of a perfect and flawless God, for we are broken and full of sin. Romans 3, 10-11 echoes this when it says, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God." There was no righteousness to be found in the people, because the righteousness we now have is not found in ourselves, but in the Son of God. Romans 3, 22 shows us hope. The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, since there is no distinction. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that we have hope during this season. Because of Jesus' birth and our belief in His death and resurrection, we have the hope and ability to stand before our perfect God. Without His sacrifice on the cross, we would not survive being in the throne room of the King. Lord, it is in the season of rejoicing in the birth of Your Son that we must not forget that before Your Son and His sacrifice, we had no hope. We had no hope in the future because we were all broken. It is through Your Son and belief in Your Son that we have hope. Help us not to lose sight of the hope that is given to us through faith in Jesus Christ. It is easy to get distracted and find our hope in things of this world. Thank You for Your Son and the opportunity to be reconciled with You through Him. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.